Another Christian's death by torture in Eritrea prompts outcry. 9/11's anniversary and the start of Ramadan have Christians concerned, and a campus ministry sparks the spiritual interest of American college students. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A new report indicates a second Christian has died in Eritrea for refusing to renounce her faith in Christ. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Bernie Daniels.
A Christian woman by the name of Negusti Haile, aged 33, was tortured to death by Eritrean military authorities in the Wea Military Training Center near Massawa.
The Eritrean government continues to deny human and religious rights abuses. Daniel says the only recourse that has any hope of improving the situation is prayer.
Pray fervently to our God to comfort those who are mourning for Negusti, and also for God to embolden Eritrean Christians.
Voice of the Martyrs Canada continues to reach into the region with radio.
We've also some radio broadcasters containing timely, relevant messages on how we can be cross-carrying messengers of our cross-centered gospel in a very trying and really suffering environment.
Next, today is the six-year anniversary of what's known as 9/11. On that day, the United States experienced an extremist Muslim terror attack that killed 3,000 people and eventually led to the War on Terror. This year, the Muslim holy month of Ramadan begins September 13th. The timing's uncomfortably close. Open Door's Carl Muller agrees, adding 9/11 is being used as a call to jihad.
It with the rhetoric surrounding 9/11 is extremely volatile and dangerous. We're very concerned that in many Muslim countries, the Christians will be targeted during this holy month of Ramadan and exposed to even more emboldened violence.
Mueller says, ironically, the extremism has opened many doors in Muslim territories like Iraq and Iran.
Paradoxically, as persecution has increased throughout the Muslim world, the church has grown. Muslims have been brought to faith in Christ through dreams and visions and the witness of those who literally suffer for their faith.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Growth was an encouraging sight to Hope Givers International's most recent trip to Haiti. The new well, orphanage, and school are flourishing with just Pastor Wheelio running them all. As a result, the church has grown too, so says Robbie Brumberg.
Church has really just grown exponentially in the last several months. He's probably got about 200 members there now, and people come from all over just to hear him speak now because they know that he's running the orphanage, and he's running the school now, and he's got a freshwater well at his place.
Brumberg says the growth and lack of space won't stop them from helping more orphans.
So many going without education, without any kind of shelter, without any food, and, we want to be able to take in more kids. We've got about 30 now, but Pastor Willio's expressed a desire to take in at least 100, so to do that, we're going to need a bigger orphanage.
Sponsors help the school and well happen. Go to our website to help them continue to grow the ministry. And a recent poll indicates college students are interested in spirituality. However, that's not translating to an interest in Christianity. University Christian Fellowship President Alec Hill says the millennium generation tends to follow spiritual issues cafeteria style.
My truth is my truth. Let's go through the smorgasbord and we'll pick out what we like. And I think people have individualized their religious philosophy in a way. And if you challenge it or say, is that really true? Then you've stepped across the boundary line of tolerance, and that probably is the unforgivable sin on the college scene today if you're perceived as being intolerant.
Young people are also interested in social justice, which opens dialogue to truth.
We want to invite them in so they belong first, but we also want to make sure that we present to them the gospel, and we do it in a way where they have to make a decision. What's been exciting for us the last couple years is we've had record number of new believers.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to help organizations featured on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can now receive Mission Network News daily at your personal email address, and it's free. It features pictures and links to expanded news coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.